We have worked with them so many times in the past and happy to. The Los Angeles Conservation Corps, they provide at-risk youth with many conservation opportunities, many programs. Now there is a new addition. The Los Angeles Conservation Corps has implemented a technologies program through Intel. They've become partners. And so we are joined by Lawrence Melendez. He's the senior program manager. And then also Wendy Alonzo, who's been with the Conservation Corps. She is in this program and already working hands-on. And so, Lawrence, do you want to talk to us a little bit, being the director, about the LA Conservation Corps? You know, you have so many programs for young kids, you have programs for teens, for young adults, you have Paddle the LA River, which is so fun, it comes around every year, and the work program is something that you are in specifically.
Yes, that's true. So the LA Conservation Corps, as you, I think, well know, has been around for, I think, 31 years is the date. And yes, primarily known for planting a lot of trees, cleaning a lot of alleys, removing graffiti. We also do some sidewalk repair. And we do work with primarily youth and young adults. I primarily with young adults, so that's the 18 to 24-year-old bracket. And I also happen to oversee the particular project that you mentioned, which is the Intel training project. And it is, quite different.
Intel's really important in setting this up with you, right?
Yes, it's they're the driving force. They're the ones that created the partnership with us.
And this is kind of like a STEM program in a way. It's a technologies program.
Yeah, and I mean, they really like to enforce the idea of what they call the STEAM. So it's science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics.
So arts too.
I mean, the thing about the particular program is it's very creative. It's almost more creative than anything else, I would say.
And now you are like a genius because you taught math. That's a difficult subject for many people, and to get students to understand is a gift. And so this is something you did before, right?
Yeah. I mean, I was a mathematics teacher for about 10 years.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know if it makes me a genius or just someone that's very disliked by most people.
So tell us about this. It's called the Future Skills Program, right?
Yes.
Okay. And it is a 12-week course?
Yeah. So it's a 12-week course. And essentially, if you can think of it as three major components, there's what they call the challenges component, which effectively kind of introduces technology on a level that most people can understand, yet they still use fairly advanced equipment. So, and you're kind of just thrown in, sink or swim, but everybody's going to swim. You know, it's going to be okay. And really, that's why I say it's really creative. They do a lot of hands-on projects. Here's some circuits. Here's some lights. Figure out how to make it light up. You know, here's a battery, that sort of thing. Here's a few sensors. You can attach these sensors to anything and make music. Here, figure it out, though. Watch a couple of videos. So it's more hands-on. So that's the first 4 weeks or so.
Right.
Then it goes into drones, which everybody loves drones.
Yeah, right.
So they're interesting, right? They're neat looking. So they have indoor and outdoor drones. And then the last 4 weeks would be 3D printing and 3D modeling.
Wow. Okay.
And so, and but really, they try and use those initial 4 weeks to kind of tie in throughout the rest of the time. So
those are all really current and really hot items. And the making music, the art part of it, that sounds fun. And so how many weeks are we into it?
I believe we are on week number 8.
And it is for current Corps members?
Yes. So we have current Corps members. You also could have been an alumni Corps member. And we have even recruited a little bit outside of the Corps, as long as they fit within the 18 to 24-year-old.
Wendy, and that's you. Yes. Tell us a little bit about how you started with the LA Conservation Corps.
So I started with the LA Conservation Corps by planting trees. Mm-hmm. And then later on, heard about the Intel program. And I started assisting the program.
Are you naturally good, gifted in science and math?
I believe so.
Yeah, because you'd mentioned something about you're already working on a circuit board. Tell us a little bit about your first week, you know, how it's going.
We learned how circuits work, and it was more like a hands-on. And then we learned about how the class would be structured. We'll have like mini challenges, and then that'll lead up to our final projects.
And then you get to eventually 3D printers. How do you feel about that?
I think that's like the coolest thing ever. We've seen a phone case, you know, a picture online, and we printed it out. We just move like lengths and, well, we can print out iPhones.
You can actually print out an iPhone. Okay, so there's your Christmas list. Yeah. So that's incredible. There's so many different applications for this. So, and all of it requires, it sounds like, some type of math, some type of planning, some type of detailed outlining. So it's very exciting. You're going to stay till the end of the program, which is 12 weeks. Goes into November,
yes.
Lawrence?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Can someone still get into the program now?
Starting November 13th is the beginning of our second cohort.
So the second part you can get into?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Second cohort, yes. It'd be the second group of people.
Now, how can people find out about it?
I mean, the easiest way is just if you go on our website, the lacorps.org, and you can reach out to anybody, but really you should look at the East LA site, and there's a contact number on there, and then ask for me.
Ask for Lawrence. Mm-hmm. And then part of this program, too, is you're learning these things. You're doing the hands-on projects, but you're also, you know, kind of building your own resume in a way, right? You're building your own skills. There are other things that happen as you're in this program, personally.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I mean, so there's a process that's been involved, put into thought by Intel, and we're just kind of supporting that idea.
Sure.
It's kind of five components. They say identify passions, develop a mindset, acquire some skills, create an impact, and connect. Bottom line, it's more about developing the mindset for our core members. That is that a lot of this stuff is you would think is not accessible. Well, here it is. It's right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I can, well, I mean, not only that, but I can use it. Like,
right.
It's not beyond my particular skill set. And so, and then as a core, you know, we try to say, okay, like, why is the conservation core involved with this? But we're just trying to kind of keep up with the times a little bit. And not to say that if we're sending somebody out into a new job, just because they're planting a tree doesn't mean that there's not a place for it specifically, like with drones. I mean, we are a conservation core. We plant trees, but we don't do it just because we want to plant trees.
Right.
It's to create a tree canopy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, okay, well, there's ways that we can measure that. And one of the things we can do is we could fly a drone and take measurements, actual measurements.
Yeah, like survey it.
And so if we can provide our core members with not only the skill to plant a tree, but then to, you know, take a look at things in a different way, bring a new perspective, or maybe it's probably not new, it's just modern.
Yeah.
A modern perspective. It's a good skill set for them to have. It sets them slightly apart from, you know, anyone else.
Absolutely. You think so, right, Wendy?
Yep, absolutely.
You'll be adding this to your resume, and you'll be staying with the core, right?
Yes, I will be staying with the core, and I think adding this on the resume would be helpful to get the foot in the door, especially like in the forestry, real estate, or even filming.
So this is an amazing program, and Intel, you know, has joined with you to do it. And then are there other ways people can get involved if they want to help the program or work with the Corps, with the LA Conservation Corps?
Well, yeah, I mean, the Corps is always seeking anyone willing to help out. And again, you can go on our website, lacorps.org. And you can most certainly find a way to help, because any resources would be, you know, useful for us.
And then you can find out about this amazing program that we've been talking about, Future Skills Program. And Wendy, are you in college also, or are you going to college, or where are you at in school in addition to the core?
So I do feel like I want to continue like mm-hmm. my education with the drone. So maybe mm-hmm. possibly, you know, go back to school since I really like this class.
So the drone part of it really interests you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I feel like drones are like the future of technology.
Mm-hmm.
So possibly it's like the new thing maybe everyone's going to want to thrive or get into.
So it's a good field to be in.
Yeah.
It gives you an edge to learn this now. We were talking about some of the practical applications of drones, or what you see in the future for 3D printers. Do you want to cover some of that? Wendy or Lawrence?
Sure. I mean, I could talk a little bit about that. So, I mean, as far as the 3D printer itself, I mean, to make it have some sort of impact, like in the real world, it's kind of that's a further along the line.
Uh-huh.
But really what it was is, for example, if they have an idea, this was more about developing their mindset. It was mm-hmm. more about, like he mentioned, we have a flat surface. I have an idea. I draw it out on paper. So, okay, then I make that paper into a three-dimensional object, like just with paper and tape. We have them do that. It's one of the projects, is to use tape and paper to make a complete object. And then Now I want to make a real thing. Like, I want to design it and to get that mindset. Okay, like what it takes, prototyping, how to have an idea, put it on paper, make a little object, and then realize that object is no good.
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
that didn't work. The door you made on the left needs to be on the right, or needs to be on the top. And so, but the 3D printer then allows them to print something out and to take this idea in their head and put it down onto a real thing that, that didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. Now I need to go redo my idea.
So you're applying math skills there,
too. Oh, well, I mean, for sure. Yeah, because, exactly. You have some measurement, and was it a measure twice, cut once is the idea? Mm-hmm. And so exactly the same thing, because it does cost money to print that stuff out. So I learned a little bit about that too.
Can I print out a Coach bag?
you most certainly can try.
Okay.
Might not be the most fashionable, though. But,
That's exciting technology. And so this is the pilot program and could grow into a future permanent program. And so what else would you like us to know about the LA Conservation Corps or about the Intel program that you have going on?
Well, I mean, I think one of the things that we always try and do at the Corps is try and, sure, we want to give them a skill, but how does this become something for them in the future?
Yes.
And so they will gain a certificate of completion, which, mm-hmm. I mean, by itself is still cool. It's not something nationally recognized, but I mean, it is Intel. So mm-hmm. that's always good. But upon completion, should they, you know, meet our requirements of attendance and so forth, we're going to pay for them to take an online course dedicated to what's known as the Part 107. And that is a commercial license to fly a drone.
Okay.
And so they take the course. They say, hey, I'm ready to take the actual test, because uh-huh. that test for the Part 107 is a nationally recognized certificate, which means it's got a job at the end of it if you can actually do that.
So you're good to go. Exactly. Yeah, you're ahead of everyone.
Wendy's definitely one of the ones that's interested in it, and we have a few others. So that's where the Intel program is going in one sense, if not just to open their minds to this world and how it could be applied, how mm-hmm. technology can be applied, and that it's accessible for them. A lot of our population, you know, wouldn't think that it would be accessible to them, but...
That's a great point, because that is part of what the LA Conservation Corps does, is reach kids who wouldn't otherwise have the opportunities, young people who wouldn't have this chance. What would you tell young people about the LA Conservation Corps or about the Future Skills Program, Wendy?
I'll tell them to definitely join. There's a lot of opportunities. You can, you know, either find this as a field, like a work field, or possibly... It could be a pathway to a career.
It's transformative, the LA Conservation Corps. So thank you for sharing today.
Thank you for having us.